Indeed, we trust all good provisions. We trust all good appointments. So in answer, their lack of clarity, their lack of awareness, like, where are you, was kind of giving me the answer that I was seeking about something. Everything has purpose. Everything has value. So the more that we will adjust to our true provisions, our true allowances, our true, they're saying aspirations of convenience. So what they mean by this is convenience is what's available to us, our next step, our next promotion, our next entitlement. Because as we will align, as we will trust, as just like I was saying, as we will let go. So let go and let God is not letting go and allowing something else separate from us to dictate. It's really assuming that we're ever present, like our divine self or higher self is ever present, ever ready. This is what I want to say. It's like the energies are saying, like, ever ready. So that means all we have to do is show up. All we have to do is be present. All we have to do is be, and there's confirmation, is allow ourselves to fall into place. So we're the ones that have to present. So it's not like you can't have a plan. It's not like you can't have, you know, these are my goals and this is sort of what I'm thinking. It's just recognizing that our higher awareness has like one step better. In other words, we come with the mission statement. We come with, okay, here's what's going on. But then the opportunity is to surrender and rest and trust in our higher availability, our higher presence that understands how to get the job done better than our linear focus, because we only know what we have desired up to now. In other words, what we have attained up to now. So you want to remember that we're stretching into new provisions, meaning we're growing. We're allowing new protocols, new rites of passage, new energy exchanges, new holy value. So the more that we defer to this higher placement, so it's not God without, it's our own divine presence. This is the part that knows before we even ask the question, that's guiding us along the way this whole time. So the more that we can, they're saying to become attractive, what in essence is like, and they're showing like a hummingbird, you know, like into a flower. So there's an attractive scent. So what we're opening up to is beyond reason. So reason is, this is how it worked last time. This is what I'm looking for. Beyond reason, attractiveness is going beyond, being willing to be shown, to be willing to be taught, to be willing to see things from new spectacles, new vision, new alliances, new, I can't get that word, but it's almost like a new hemisphere. Like we're opening up to new attainments, new unfoldments. So the more that we allow ourselves increase is, I am a different vibrational being than I was yesterday, a different vibrational being than I was this morning. And I'll be a different vibrational being this evening because I continue to extend myself into the eternal present. So the eternal present includes what we have missed in our circuitry because we've just been attending to past convenience. So in other words, it's almost like when we pray, you know, this or better, because we can't even begin to imagine how good it can get, how, you know, like that song, How Great Thou Art is. So this is about our divine self, how great in terms of our eternal presence. They're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. So she gets the job done, my friends. She gets the job done. It's like spiritual currency manifesting in all your good fortune. So you really want to get this sense that there's this great wisdom that is presenting, that is affording you a rite of passage into your new tomorrow. So this means that you're growing. You're growing. Just imagine like a five-year-old dreaming about what it would be like to be 10. They can't even imagine it because they're not here. So this is what you're imagining, is allowing that wisdom guidance that is you, that understands what's going to make you happy, that understands what it is your soul is after in this divine process, that also understands your linear circumstances, exactly what you're charged with, but has the advantage of your clear understanding, your clear, like in other words, it understands who you are beyond your current understanding. So as we will allow ourselves to move into circulation, so circulation is not just going to a party. Circulation is energetic. Just imagine it's like this field of light. And so as we receive, and this is essence is what it is right now, it's this field of light that, you know, just imagine like the sun right on top of you, but it's really nice because it's not too hot. You don't have the hot part. You just have the sunshine. You just have the light. You just have this extraordinary opportunity to feel, sense, entitled yourself to more extension, more allowance. And so what this does is it opens our eyes to advantages. It opens our spiritual, vision to higher channeling. Higher, you know, when I say channeling, I'm not talking about word for word channeling. It's channeling your spirit, feeling your spirit, feeling the essence of you that we have denied, blocked out, left, you know, when we were two, left when we were who knows at what age, but we sort of, you know, trail off. So what we're doing is coming back to this higher currency, the currency being the spiritual value, the spiritual energy. So as we will receive this engagement, as we will receive our divine pleasure, in other words, there's nothing more pleasing than to be one with our divine self, because out of this harvest, out of this banquet, out of this retrieval system, out of this luxury of the essence of love, it's like from that heartbeat, from that essence, from that joy, from that stamina, all new beings are created. So the beings, it's coming, that which we manifest. So we may manifest a solution. We may manifest an opportunity. And so we're manifesting bringing our dreams to fruition. So we each have these dreams. We each have these ideas. We each have these, they're saying sing songs. So it's almost like just a hint of the energy. I can't see you. I don't know the details, but I can feel it. So we're all like igniting. We're all lighting up. We're all starting to feel our way. But to bring it into focus, it's a matter of allowance. So allowance is being guided, being shown, because sometimes it's all ready for us, but we're not ready for it. So if we're still holding old strength, things like strongholds, so old beliefs about ourselves, outdated perceptions of ourselves, whatever it may be, and we're like, when God, when? It's as we receive our education, as we receive our abundance. So remember, abundance, just imagine getting a care package. It's like, oh, what is this? So the more that we allow ourselves to receive with delight, knowing that whatever comes is for our advantage. This is essential because our ego likes to be in charge. We like to be in control. We like to know what we're doing. When we recognize that it's for our best advantage, I really, really, really want to date that guy, but it turns out our higher self knows exactly the perfect fit for our happiness. We want to date the guy because we think that's going to make us happy. Our higher awareness knows exactly what's going to bring us completion, what's going to bring us that significant achievement. So the more that we allow ourselves the gift of what would you, that energy, it's sort of like deferring, deferring to higher placement, deferring to higher status. So it's allowing ourselves to be taught, allowing ourselves to be guided, and to realize the advantage of that guidance, to realize we don't know what is going to take us to the alchemy, to the highest branch, to our rite of passage. So the energies that we're receiving are helping us to connect the dots. It's helping us to find our path on like, just imagine like a highway, and it's just really, you know, it's all lit. Sometimes, I don't know what that photography is, but you just see like a light, and that light just kind of streams. That's what it looks like. So it's like our path is lit. And as we open up to our higher exposure, we sense that light. We respond to that light. They're saying we approve of that light. We have to approve it. We have to co-sign. So when we're busy with false fantasy, so I want it my way, I want it the way I'm doing it, I just want spirit to bless what I do. We have to look around a bit. We have to be willing to open up to our greatest advantage. So as we will receive these offerings, as we will receive this attunement of delight, so again, it's making everything clear. It's like, oh, and it's often the case, things are not nearly as troublesome as we pretend, but we like to stay, I don't want to say stuck, but we kind of do. We like to just have things be the same, and then things come into place. So usually it's about us aborting old values, old practices, old beliefs, whatever it may be, so that we extend ourselves into new affordability. So as we receive these energies, we allow ourselves to be charged. In other words, vibrationally allowing liftoff, allowing expansion, allowing that inheritance, because this is the time of our progression. This is our time of allowing that liftoff. In other words, to see with full advantage. So remember, they're saying one and all, so funny. We're doing this for the all. So while it seems like you're working out your own individual path, the path that we've each set for ourselves serves the collective. So what we're bringing forth to solve our own riddle, we're doing for the benefit of all. So the more that we can acknowledge this, the more that we understand we're here really like as missionaries, we're here to bring the collective up. It helps us greatly because we get out of that tunnel vision and we get out of that linear focus and we move more into paradise. So they're saying paradise code. So we move more into the awareness that we're creating heaven on earth. We're creating heaven on earth and we're showing our fellow brethren the way. So we're lighting the way through our own path, through our own procedure. And as we do this, we attract followers. Now, it may be literal. If you have some kind of practice, oh, I've got some followers here. It may be an energetic following because you're holding the new blueprint. And so all that want to receive that answer are, have that availability. It's like going on the internet. How do I solve this? How do I figure this out? You just type that in. So the more that we understand this, the more that we're going to allow the divine stroke of brilliance to seize our very essence, to seize our very essence. So what can spirit do through me? What can my higher self do through me? You're not losing your life, you're gaining your true life rather than the ego running your life. So as we will receive our gifts in extreme delight, they're showing me Nine of Pentacles again. So for anyone that doesn't know, I always think of it as like financially independent woman, actually. So in other words, you got it going on. You have everything that you need for a successful outcome. That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good indeed. So we're awakening our own true remembrance. There is some type of bird. There's been something with birds lately. Yet again, a bird guiding, supporting, leading. Last session, the whole thing was about birds. I'm pretty sure it was the group session. Here we are again. The birds continue. Again, very resourceful, very helping us. This bird, I feel like, is helping us with practical issues, actually. So there's a lot of pragmatic, I think it's some Egyptian energy. In any event, what I get from it is it's like very pragmatic information. So it's like, okay, now this is how to bring it into the earth plane. This is like the mechanics of it. So it's not just here's some energy, good luck. It's like follow through. Step one, step two, step three, the mechanics, they were saying to say that, the mechanics. So we welcome that energy in. And so as we breathe in delight, as we breathe in this highest advantage, again, seeing things from a higher allowance. So how we bring forth healing, and it's healing whatever we're doing, because we're stepping into new awarenesses. So it's like we're letting go of the old, they're saying caste system, like separation. And so it's you perform that miracle when you suddenly see something a new way. So that's the healing. You suddenly step out of the old predicament, the predicament being your caste shadows, how you were seeing something. And then you suddenly have the breakthrough. You adjust to a new awareness, new perspective. From there, you see opportunities that may have been right in front of your face, but you didn't see it before because you have to receive it. Excuse me. You have to receive it in consciousness. You have to receive it in frequency in order to see it. That's why our next step's right there. But until we awaken, we don't recognize it, we don't see it. Or it's waiting in the sidelines, waiting for our readiness. So then when we hold that energetically, call it right in. Oh, I think I'll come by today. It comes by, remember, no separation. It comes by because we requested it, because we presented as ready. We presented as ready. We're the activating agent. So let us receive with delight, let us receive in wholeness, let us receive with love and confirmation. So that love is the love for ourselves, the love for our essence, the love for our spirit, appreciation for our spirit, seeing the value in this God essence that we are, that seems to be activating a body in this life, having full appreciation and understanding of our value, our power, our light. Let us pray. somebody's right there, and you're like, but things are going to shift. And yes. So this is the fear. This is a concern. Well, if I say yes to the light, things are going to shift, and then I'm going to be expected to travel in higher circles. Yes, but here's the thing. Once you shift, you'll have the ability. So that's the fear. Where you're sitting in the lower vibration, you're kind of scared that you're going to have to like meet the demands of that new frequency and let go of maybe some self-sabotaging habits or whatever. And it's like you're afraid of the commitment is what it feels like. But what you want to realize is once you step into grace, that grace is then you. So the old self, you had a point of being not afraid, but wondering if you'd be able to kind of hold yourself above water, so to speak. But when you receive that energy, when you receive that Holy Communion, that energy stabilizes you in the new advantage. So from then, you're A-okay. You're A-okay. That's what you want to understand. You're judging yourself based on the old frequency of how you're going to be able to attend to the new responsibility, but you're not realizing that you're going to have increased value. So in English, the new being, the new frequency, has no trouble maintaining that new alignment. I hope that makes sense. Someone needed to hear that.